I've got a song just before the message that tells me how I can pray. Sometimes we pray in the spirit. After this song, we're going into the lesson. Scoot up your chair and lean in.
I could see the pain in your eyes, despair upon your face. It really touched my heart when you asked me to pray. I took you to the Father, but couldn't find words to say. So I yielded to the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit prayed. He felt the grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. He was sent here as our teacher, comforter and friend. He talks to God in language no foe can understand. On your behalf he took my words, spoke them in his way, and Jesus interceded when the Holy Spirit prayed. He felt the grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. He felt the grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. There, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit.
Today, I'm going to ask you to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 19, and I'll be using verse 10 as the backstop of this lesson. In chapter 19, we find that Jehoshaphat had set the Levites and the priests and the chief of the fathers of Israel for the judgment of the Lord and for controversies. And he charged them, saying, "You shall do this in the fear of the Lord faithfully and with a pure heart. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, or between law and commandment, statutes and judgment, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord." You shall even warn them. He says, if you do this, you shall not trespass. God told Ezekiel in the 3rd chapter, "I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the words of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die, if you give him not warning, or speak warning to the wicked man, that he turn from his wicked way to save his life, The wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hands. God also wanted him to warn the righteous man. I know you would say, why would you have to warn the righteous man? Listen to what God told Ezekiel. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. The righteous man, if he receives the warning from the man of God, he will surely live because he received the warning. Also, you have delivered your soul. I know that you would probably say, that's in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we get saved and there's no further need to be warned. Once we get saved, we'll always be saved. Well, listen to Brother Paul. He met with the elders of the Ephesian church, and he says, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Paul says, therefore watch and remember. I want you to remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. Can you imagine that? Paul must have sounded a lot like my seatbelt alarm. Until I hook it up, it continues to ring out, letting me know that I have not hooked up my seatbelt. Can you imagine? Every time Paul got together with these people, he warned them to be steadfast, unmovable, always bounding in the love of God. He warned them of those that would come in and try to destroy their faith. He warned them of certain men among them who had mistreated him. He warned them to watch these people. He warned them to watch and pray, for you know not what hour that the Son of Man comes. He warned them day and night with tears. That's the difference. He warned them with tears. His heart was broken at the thought that they would be lost. His heart was broken at the thought that they would be lost after once receiving the grace of God. Shouldn't it break our hearts when we think of the destruction that those that are going down the broad way, the destruction into which they are headed? Shouldn't we warn them with tears day and night? Was Paul's preaching the preaching of doom and gloom? Was Paul criticized by his listeners for all of the negative preaching? I think not. In Thessalonians, he told them, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. He told the Colossians, warning every person and teaching every person in all wisdom, that we may present every person perfect in Christ Jesus. Peter also warned the people. He wasn't warning them of something that they didn't know about. So when I look at the word warning in the Bible, I look around me and I see signs of warning everywhere. I see stop signs that warn us that if we don't stop, we may incur a collision. We may incur death. And have you ever noticed that when you approach a railroad, there's always that sign. It says, stop, look, and listen. Now, this sign is not just put up there for an hour or two a day. This sign is up there 24/7. And when a train is coming, the red lights start blinking. The alarms start to sound when a train is coming. But regretfully, many have ignored the stop, the look, and the listen. Many have ignored the red blinking lights and the sound and alarm. Many have thought that I've got this, I can make it. But then they don't. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. With me, it is a small thing that I should be judged of you. I know that one day God is going to judge me himself if I preach not the whole gospel of Christ, the blessings as well as the curses, heaven as well as hell, the blood of sinners will be on my hands. I want to enter into his presence with clean hands.